waving the flag of freedom for people, not corporations. Rick Smith.
So if you remember, and go back a little while, if you remember, first the Trumpites and the Republicans were saying, there's no there there. There's nothing there with Russia. You're just being hyperbolic. You're just trying to cause trouble. And then it's a giant nothing burger. And then, it's not a big deal. Then it was, everyone would do it, right? Everyone would take that meeting. And now it seems like the right is pushing this justification for firing Mueller. And the rationale is, look, Mueller knew Comey, Trump fired Comey, so Mueller's out to get Trump because of firing Comey. That seems to be their argument in a nutshell. And I look at it as, no, I don't see Mueller out to score any vengeful points, especially for Comey. I think he's out for the truth. And I know it's a foreign concept to the party of family values and personal responsibility, but to me, the truth matters. And look, I don't think any father would tell their child to lie or make stuff up. It matters. I'm here to talk a little bit about, the push to fire Mueller and, quash the investigation of what happened during 2016. I've asked Martin Wallace to come talk with us. He's the executive director of American Democracy Network, their campaign, Where We Draw the Line, the website wherewedrawtheline.org. Martin, thanks for taking time for us.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me.
So am I getting this right? I mean, we started off where it's not no big deal. Nothing really happened. To now it's, hey, we need to fire Mueller and quash the whole thing.
Absolutely. We've seen a history of distractions and distortions on this very critical issue. And our Where We Draw the Line campaign, it's at wherewedrawtheline.org. And what we're saying is that this is a moment in history where we're at a crossroads. And if we allow Donald Trump to fire the special counsel who is tasked with investigating him, then that takes our country down a dark path. We have to prevent that from happening. So our message is, if Trump fires Mueller, Congress has to hire him. And they have to let Donald Trump know ahead of time they will do that and put some boundaries on this president.
Now, again, there's some Republicans who are saying not a great idea, because I've been saying, look, the Democrats, they're not really at play here. It's the Republicans who are going to save this country from themselves.
I think you're right. And I think this is a moment where we're starting to see those Republicans standing up. This isn't an issue about politics. This is an issue about protecting our democracy. We saw last week Lindsey Graham was talking about a bill to limit Trump's ability to fire Mueller and put some judicial restraints in place to keep that from happening. We've seen several other Republicans speak up to Mueller's integrity and the need for these investigations to continue. So I think we're at a point where we are going to see a bipartisan response, which is something that I think we've desperately been needing in this country. We need Congress to be the check and balance that our founding fathers intended. And one of the things we're doing with the Where We Draw the Line campaign is working to get ahead of this issue, to have Congress stand up ahead of time so that we're breaking out of this role of always being reactive to what's coming out of the Trump White House, and instead putting some boundaries on the president ahead of time.
Let me ask you this, because, I get a lot of my Republican friends saying, hey, Mueller knew Comey, Mueller's a political hack. There's got to be someone who's more bipartisan, who would be more fair and just. Because, look, that's their talking point. He's somewhat corrupted. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think that the fact that there are talking points at play here is something very important. So there were pro-Trump groups that spent $400,000 on web and TV ads during the Jim Comey testimony, trying to discredit him. This same group is now geared up to spend $450,000 on TV ads to do exactly what you were saying, to put forth these talking points. And as you mentioned before, this is about the truth. This isn't about Robert Mueller, and they're trying to attack him. And one of the issues here is he is a man of the highest integrity. This is somebody who was a war hero. He took an AK-47 round in the thigh in Vietnam and then went on to become FBI director, appointed by George W. Bush, and one of the most respected law enforcement leaders in our country. So the fact that this is becoming a PR campaign is something that should be concerning to all Americans. And that's exactly what Trump wants. they want this to be a political issue when they can say, oh, the left is all about this investigation. But this is about protecting democracy, and that's why we're encouraging Congress to come forward with this message and say, if Trump fires him, we're going to hire him. We're going to bring him back as an independent counsel.
And that's something I think should be something we're moving forward with anyway, just as a preemption, if you will. Because, you know, this kind of chaos, I don't think the country can stand this kind of chaos, especially right now.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. This is causing more and more division. And I think as this heats up, it's going to be something terrible for our country. We've seen that Donald Trump wants to protect himself. And as you said, this started off, the talking point was a nothing burger. And we have to ask ourselves, why all these efforts to try to stop these investigations? I think the answer to that is becoming increasingly clear. And as you said, this is about the truth. We need somebody who's a champion for the truth right now, who is fully empowered to do everything he can on behalf of the American people to let us know what was really going on.
But here's the thing. I mean, we hear a lot about the truth and, you know, what's happened and what I think Trump has done, you know, masterfully and not in a good way, but masterfully for him is that, you know, I don't think there are any truths anymore. I mean, most people you talk to, they have their talking points and there doesn't seem to be any natural truths that both sides seem to agree on anymore.
That's a big challenge right now. And everything becomes so politicized. The fact that truth itself is something that's becoming politicized is a cliff that we're on the precipice of.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're saying this is a moment where we have to draw the line, because if our country, if our Congress can't draw the line about preserving the integrity of these investigations, then I'm not sure what country we are if we wake up on the other side of this and Trump is allowed to remove Robert Mueller and we haven't done anything to try to prevent that or try to stop it from happening.
Yeah, I mean, to me, you know, the idea of it being, you know, Russia meddling in our elections, which, you know, is a huge thing in my view. And one of those things that, you know, if you would have asked me 2 years ago if in a bipartisan fashion we would have been, you know, outraged by Russian meddling in our elections, I would have said absolutely both parties. It wouldn't have mattered. Country first, America first. I'm literally shocked at how we're seeing, you know, the Russians propped up by Republicans and people on the right.
It's a strange state of affairs, especially when we remember that Mitt Romney in 2012 referred to Russia as our greatest geopolitical foe. And, you know, this ties to the issue of the truth right now, because there's an office building in Russia that's often referred to as the agency. It's in St. Petersburg. And I'm really not sure why this isn't covered more. It's in various articles every 3 to 6 months going back the past couple of years. But hundreds of Russians go to work impersonating people on social media. And that's one of the ways that the truth gets distorted. And one of the concerns is that this issue of firing Mueller is going to become a PR issue when really it's a justice issue. And that's why we have to stand up and say, we can't let this be politicized.
Yeah, I mean, I get a lot of trolls all the time. And right now, because of, as you pointed out, you know, stories that have this included, I'm thinking, you know, are these Russian trolls, or, you know, this little egg, are the egg people, are they coming for me? Or the people with, you know, 40 numbers behind their name? Are these the Russians? And look, by doing what they've done, they've made us question everything that we see and that we hear. And I got to wonder, is that not a good thing that we start questioning everything?
Well, I think it's important that we have a healthy skepticism and that we apply that across the board. And the thing that we all need to be questioning right now is exactly what did the Trump campaign do? You know, maybe they're completely innocent. You know, we have to be fair and consider that.
Yeah.
But their actions seem to indicate more and more that they do have something to hide. And so we do need somebody who is independent and empowered to do this. We need, as you said, this may be a good idea anyway. Congress has to renew the legislation. They have to pass a bill to bring back the Office of Independent Counsel.
I think
you're absolutely right. And they can do it on a one-time basis. Now, you know, this can be a little confusing because we have special counsel, independent counsel, and how does this all work? So Mueller's currently a special counsel within the Department of Justice, which means he should be reporting to the Attorney General. But the Attorney General had to recuse himself because he forgot to report some of his meetings with Russia. So we need to get Mueller into a position where he is independent and he can be the champion of the truth. And we have to rally around him because the Trump team is going to try to tear him down. And he's the best champion we have for somebody who is a conscientious, great American, a great attorney, well-inspected by law enforcement, whose job it is to get to the truth.
You said he forgot some, Jeffy forgot some of his meetings. Some are calling that perjury.
I think that the people who are doing so may have a very strong case. I'm not an attorney, so I can't opine on that directly. But many of them who I'm talking to are saying that this is a very serious issue.
Yeah, I mean, it seems and
that's something else. This is something else we need to keep in mind. You know, we have people compare this to Watergate or the Lewinsky scandal. Watergate was about breaking into an opponent's political office. Lewinsky scandal was about lying about sex. And if you remember at the time, the talking points were character matters and people could use the scandal to blackmail Bill Clinton.
Right.
And I think that shows how far we've come. This is about, at the highest level, our government, our White House, potentially having colluded with a foreign power to disrupt our democracy and our election.
I've said a number of times, I miss the days of worrying about a stain on a blue dress. I mean, we had a balanced budget. We were going to be debt-free. The economy was doing well. We hadn't been attacked. We weren't living in the post-9/11 world where there are cameras everywhere and NSA and this and that. I wish we could go back to those days where it was just about a stain on a red dress or a blue dress. But here we are, a red menace, meddling in our elections. And you've got the Trump people saying, well, we couldn't have done it. And I guess this is a question for you is, you know, do you buy the Kushner line of, well, they couldn't have possibly colluded because they were just inept?
I think one of the things we have to ask ourselves is where did the powerful Trump campaign social media abilities come from? We know that there is this office in Russia where they have hundreds of people working around the clock trying to impersonate Americans and change our public dialogue. So I think that there's really good reason to think that something may have been going on. And the question is, how direct was the communication? What were they colluding about? What were they coordinating if, in fact, these things were happening? And the idea that these investigations might be shut down is something very scary.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's this question. I want to know what happened. Because, look, let's say nothing happened. Let's say it was perfectly innocent. It's all conjecture. I think we need to know that so that we can move forward. I don't think you can have all of these questions hanging over this administration, hanging over our ballot box, hanging over all of the political information and stuff that we see and read and get. I don't think you can have that and be a functional democracy.
Absolutely. And we've seen how it has impaired our ability to function already. And I think one of the tragic ironies here is that this was one of Donald Trump's talking points during his campaign. He was saying, we don't need to have a government that's plagued by investigations. And look where we are.
Yeah.
So if they are innocent of all of this wrongdoing, which is something that we need to entertain, then Robert Mueller can do his job and conclude this and our country can move on. But if they try to remove him, either by moving Jeff Sessions to Homeland Security or having a Saturday Night Massacre where they just fire people until somebody is willing to remove Mueller, we really have to think, what is going on? What do they have to hide? And we have to demand that Congress rehire him.
Yeah, last line of questioning I've got for you, because to me, there's this, and then there's the much, much bigger picture of, you know, just the ties of American oligarch and Russian oligarchs. And, you know, this kind of incestuous relationship that you see between Trump's and the wealth class of this country with the billionaires in Russia, and how much they've infiltrated, you know, buying our media, not just on the right, but also on the left. I mean, the influence of Russian money across the spectrum, to me, needs to be really looked at. And is this in the best interest of democracy for this country?
That's something we all need to be thinking about. And one of the questions is the Great America Alliance, this group that's spending $450,000 on ads attacking Mueller and his investigations, where does their money come from? How do we know if it's coming from Americans? How do we know what sort of money that's influencing the way we think in our public debate? is that coming from foreign powers? So this is something we really have to get to the bottom of.
Yeah, and to me, it all sounds, you know, if you haven't been paying attention, it could sound conspiratorial. This is why you need to have an investigation, and we need to air all of this, bring it out into the sunlight. You know, transparency will be the great sanitizer. Martin, I appreciate you taking a little time for us. I wish you the best with the Where We Draw the Line campaign. And again, if you want to check out the website, wherewedrawtheline.org. We'll get a link at therickSmithShow.com. Martin, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rick.
Great talking with you, Martin Wallace, executive director there at the American Democracy Network. Quick break, right back. Stick around. This is the Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.